Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, welcome to the podcast, everybody. As you know, we're going to be talking to Dr. Frank Gaskill in a few seconds about the fact that I had an Asperger's diagnosis. It's actually been a couple years now. I just haven't brought it up on air for whatever reason. Just felt weird.
I'm proud that you did.
So we're going to talk to him about that, and I appreciate you sharing this podcast, as I always say, and rate and comment at the end. And I want to say that the interview to me feels really weird and awkward and disjointed a little bit.
You know what? You're always a little weird and awkward.
It's true.
Hence, Asperger's.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. But this one, you know, I've talked to like, it was weird because I'm very aware that there's different terminology and different things that people want to say. And how do I specifically ask questions?
And how do you rep the Aspie community well?
Right, yes.
And guess what? You do that by just being you, Matt Harris.
Oh, thank you.
I think what you did on the air and what you're doing in this podcast is going to tell some other person, especially a kid, that it's special, it's okay, and you can use it to bring something new to people who might not think like you think.
Yeah.
Thinking differently is just that, different. It's not bad. It's just different.
And Dr. Gaskill has a good explanation of that. And as I sit here rocking, I'm constantly rocking and moving. How did anyone never notice that, that maybe this rocking?
Your rocking flirting is just contagious sometimes.
It is. And we've talked about it on the air. We've joked about it on the air.
Yeah.
Of my blurting and my inappropriate social settings, which I get away with for the most part because I'm humorous, I guess, maybe.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
They just say, that's just Matt, or whatever.
Yeah.
Just
Matt.
All those signs were pointed to it. So,
and you've managed to make a lot of money as a DJ.
I found a job that you could be awkward in.
Yeah, where awkwardness is celebrated and turned into comedy.
But, except for the fact that you're supposed to be smooth on the radio and everything.
Well,
and
you know, smooth is overrated.
That's right. So,
it's phony.
Enjoy the interview. You have comments at the end. Hit us up on the Matt Ramona Facebook page, or Matt Harris, or Ramona Holloway. We're talking with Dr. Frank Gaskill. He is the man behind Fat Cat Psych website. He's written a couple of books, and a lot of people know him from Southeast Psych, but he's the man that knows all about Asperger's in this community. If you've ever known someone diagnosed or know people involved with Asperger's, they probably know Dr. Gaskill. Hi, Dr. Frank.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm glad to talk to you. We started talking about Asperger's because of Elon Musk mentioning that he has Asperger's on Saturday Night Live, and you had written an article about that fact not too long ago.
Yes, and it's kind of awkward as a psychologist because I haven't obviously interviewed or assessed him, but I try to look for patterns. Because I'm on the spectrum, my dad was, my granddad was. And so when I see people in various patterns, I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on there. And when you watch, if you go on YouTube and you watch the SNL clips where he's in, he's got some pretty repetitive movements and he's a little awkward. But these individuals, without people on the spectrum, we wouldn't have Microsoft, Facebook, Xbox. We wouldn't have any of this stuff.
And when we talk about the spectrum, we're talking about the spectrum of autism.
Well, I actually call it the Lemon Continuum because I don't like the word autism or Asperger's for a variety of reasons. But it's a glass of water, lemon on the side, lemon flavored water, lemonade, lemon, and a lemon farm. Less and more, it's not good or bad. Add flavor to humanity. Whenever I drink water, I always put lemon in it.
From what I have experienced, there are some people with Asperger's who communicate very differently.
Yes, that's true. There's a guy who's completely nonverbal, who's a New York Times bestseller and was in Newsweek magazine. But then there are people like Bill Gates or I think John Gruden, but, you know, this Ben Franklin, Marie Curie, Sir Isaac Newton, there's the way I describe it is all human beings are different. There are introverts and extroverts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't stereotype somebody who's got lemon in the water.
Mm-hmm.
We're all different.
Because one of the things I know about you and read about is that it can be genetic, you just said. And
it is genetic.
It is genetic, which means that a lot of times you're talking to a kid, say, for instance, and their dad may not be aware that they, for lack of, you know, have some lemon in the water, Asperger's.
Yeah.
And that can be a challenge at times?
Well, I mean, yes, I'd say it can be a challenge. But what I've found through my practice is when I meet these kids, it's about recognizing and accepting their identity of who they are. And when we do that, then the mom or dad or both say, oh, wait a minute, that explains my life.
Yes.
And there's a movie called Mary and Max, which I highly recommend. Not great for kids. The idea of Max, he says, people say they want to find a cure for Asperger's. And he said, I don't want a cure. It's like saying, I want to change the color of my eyes.
Mm.
It makes no sense.
Here's my question. It's actually a double dose of questioning.
Sure.
How does one get diagnosed, number one? And number two, how do those of us who aren't familiar with it understand it a little better? Because sometimes I've wondered, like this one particular guy I know who has Asperger's, I've wondered, like, is he just blunt or is that the syndrome?
Yes. Well, I will tell you right now, Dr. Frank, and you met with me, and I've been diagnosed the first time I've ever mentioned it on air. But
and I'm very proud of you for that.
I am too.
Oh, thank you. It's because there is, you know, still with some people a stigma, stereotype, whatever. But I think she might be talking about me.
If we're being honest, I am talking about you.
So yeah, I mean. Blunt or honest is one of the possible traits, characteristics of someone with Asperger's, correct?
Yes, that is true. And I'll kind of answer all of those things. One thing that I recommend to my clients, if you go on YouTube and you type in Gaskill Aspie, there's a video, it's got like 60,000-70,000 views, and it's sort of my 35,000-foot view of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
There's two ways to get diagnosed, I would say, and I apologize, I hate that word.
I know.
It's more like an identity.
Yeah.
But you can go through a full $3,000 to $4,000 evaluation, or you can find somebody that is like, I put my antenna on kids or adults for about 20 seconds, and mm-hmm. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm an old geezer and I've been doing this.
Matt, but when did you know? I gotta interrupt here. Matt, when did you know it?
My daughter was getting diagnosed with various, trying to find out why she was wired differently or thought differently or whatever. And in the process.
Oh, that's good. Wired differently.
Yeah. Wired differently. And beautifully. And,
yes.
In that research, my wife kept reading about Asperger's, and she's like, man, I think, dude, this is you. I'm reading about you. And and then I read the book by David Finch, who I think you're friends with, right?
Yeah, he's my buddy.
Yeah. The name of the book escapes me.
It's The Journal of Best Practices.
Yes, and it talks about his marriage and his evolution into getting things. And so I met with Dr. Gaskill, Dr. Frank, and that when you said the 20 seconds thing, it's very weird because I was kind of on the bubble, even though other people, Charlotte Sykes, said, yeah. But, you know, you're still like, but hey, I'm not like the stereotypical, you know, eyes down. Do you know what I mean? The thing that you first think of when you think of Asperger's. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just what the first thing you think.
No, I know.
And so I'm talking with Dr. Frank, and we're just talking, we're just shooting the crap about stuff. And where's like the evaluation or whatever? Like, do I have Asperger's? Do I have to take a test? Do we fill out something? He goes, Oh, no, no. I
just talked to you, sir.
I just talked to you. I knew 30 seconds in. I'm like, oh, is that obvious? Jeez. But it was good. It was good. And it's been very helpful in my marriage and in my relationships and such. So I thank you for that, Dr. Frank. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Dr. Frank, how does...
Go ahead.
How does understanding help people?
That's a great question. It's because a lot of these kids, like when I meet them early, like I'll go into schools and we'll do PowerPoint. And, you know, I've had third and fourth graders say to their classes, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. And then everybody's like, oh, and now they have people to sit with at lunch when they were all alone.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was some pretty amazing experiences. Actually, up in Charlotte, Providence Day School's been amazing with these kids. But the issue is if you don't know who you are and you hit 18, 19, 20 years old, you've got two paths. One, you're going to work for SpaceX. Or two, you're going to live in a basement. And if you understand who you are and what you're about, and you have somebody to kind of coach you through life and help you set up some goals and kind of say, okay, I am who I am and I love who I am, then it makes the world of difference. One of my good friends, Steve Silberman, he wrote the book Neurotribes. New York Times bestseller. You can't miss it.
Yep.
And when you read this book, it's like, oh, okay, I completely get it.
Yeah, and you know like what? It's true. You know what it does? It makes you realize, well, for me anyway, you kind of think, you know you're not normal. I'm using the quotey fingers. But you think that you're not, like, it was hard for me to understand some of the things that my wife would do or say or whatever. And I thought she was the one that was different.
Isn't that,
that makes
the way?
Sense. Does that make sense? I don't want to use different and weird and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
you thought, man, this is odd.
Why does that bother her that I'm not looking her in the eye? Why does it bother her that I didn't remember this? Or why does it bother her that I don't show her affection? Why does it bother her that I don't, you know, pick up the clues on she needs hugged or something?
Yes.
And that when you discover that, it helps you think a bit differently.
Absolutely. It's like the analogy that I give some of my families and kids is if you ask me to go to Myers Park Country Club and go to a party, I want to jump through the window and, like, forget it. But if you stick me at Comic-Con or Heroes Con, I'm like, okay, I'm with my people.
Yes. And in my case,
and
it's
finding
probably
your people is important.
Deep dive into sports and stuff that I, as a kid, I played a dice baseball game. And this dice baseball game, I played by myself for hours and hours. I knew every statistic of every player and all this stuff.
Of course you did.
Bless.
Frank, I really appreciate it. Is there any like a thing that you'd like to end on that you want to make a message to anybody?
No, I just want to say I really respect you for I guess coming out.
Yeah, I know that's what it is. Kind of coming out. Yeah,
I think it's fantastic, and it's about recognizing a couple things. One, there's a different group of people among us, and the second thing is be careful because everybody's working for them. And, I'm going to be watching tomorrow night at 8:45 p.m. when the rocket launches out of Virginia, and it's going to spray this whatever thing up in the air, and you'll be able to see it from New York to Florida.
Nice.
So be sure to take a look.
Fat Cat Psych, Dr. Frank Gaskill.
Fatcatpsych.com.
Yep, that's the place to go to check things out. I appreciate it so much.
And you'll see my weirdo cat named Ahsoka Tano because I'm a Star Wars freak.
Yes, he is. He's got models and all kinds of Star Wars stuff all over his office. Thanks, Dr. Gaskill.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's great to see you. Great to talk to you, Ramona. Thank you.
Same here.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.